every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Arensa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Okay, this is a numbers show, so we'll give you the numbers. Starts off at 95.50 rand, right? Ends the day at 106.10 rand. Pretty much gives it a market value then of 46.5 billion rand at the close of trade. The share price going up 11%, surging as much as 21% in the day to reach around 115 rand. Kicks out Truworths International in the same vein as well. It makes sure that Naspers loses 55 billion rand in market value, or around 4% of its value, to 1.3 trillion rand. It has 7.2 million subscribers just in South Africa alone, 6.7 million across 49 other African states. It is the first listing on the JSE in 2019. How well did MultiChoice do yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's always exciting to see a new company coming, particularly large ones that have tens of billions in market cap. It's interesting to see the dynamics with between Naspers and MultiChoice, where Naspers started off the day, its market cap dropping by less than what the value of MultiChoice was. And by the end of the day, it had lost more than the value of MultiChoice. But also, it shows how Naspers is still a global company, because yesterday, Tencent was down about 1%. Now, you've got to bring in all those factors when you bring it together. I would expect the MultiChoice share price to probably be volatile for the next week or two. The market's still finding its level. You remember that prices are determined by demand and supply, and where those forces meet is where the price uncrosses.
So was this just excitement? Or, you know, what can we attest this sense of gain for MultiChoice to then?
Because remember that 95.50 was a price determined by the market using the JSE's algorithm for an uncrossing. That could have been anywhere from probably 80 rand all the way up to 200 rand. People weren't sure where it was going to uncross. So it depends where you draw the mark. A lot of guys are saying it's probably still undervalued at where it is now. I think a lot of people said we don't want to own MultiChoice because we're not sure about its future. Let's get out of it as soon as the market opens. And that effectively artificially brings the price down. As the day goes on, those sellers are now out of the market. Guys are buying it up. It still trades on a PE of about 8 or 9. It's very difficult to pin down MultiChoice's PE because their earnings have been very, very volatile over the last 3 years. So it's difficult to know exactly what you can look at a historic PE, but traditionally you want to look at more forward PE, and that's a very difficult number to calculate at the moment. So call it a PE about 9. A lot of people are saying it needs to be trading on a PE of 12, and if that's the case, its market cap gets over 60 billion rand. So it's still lots of moving parts.
What do you say about its future, though? I mean, and I say this because of all the other streaming services available. I mean, we just have to talk about Netflix alone, and that in itself could be a game changer and almost a killer.
Your Manchester United shirt that you're wearing this morning, were you watching that on Netflix last night?
No, definitely not. That's so, for sure. Look, on the home market, perhaps, yes. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, with everything else, you know, that big, at some point it's going to eat away, surely, despite the sport.
There's a few different theories about this, and obviously we'll only know in the future. Netflix is still at a stage where it's the bolt-on acquisition, it's not the replacement acquisition. So I think a lot of millennials, though, potentially never got DSTV, so won't have DSTV. But for a lot of households who had DSTV, your life you've become accustomed to having access to the sport, access to the decoder, the pre-recording, the entertainment. MultiChoice is moving themselves to an entertainment platform. And by doing that, they're still a huge cash cow. And remember, there's still the rest of Africa. Now, Netflix and the likes need a very stable internet connection. That's not the case in the rest of Africa. So having it streamed onto your satellite is still very appealing. And remember that for MultiChoice, their biggest cost is buying the sports rights.
Yeah.
Now, that's only for premium subscribers. They actually make more money out of the middle-level subscribers, because those guys aren't subscribed to really expensive sport, and that's potentially where their growth is. So on the one hand, you say it's a cash cow that's going to produce lots of cash for the next 10 years, or on the other hand, you say it's something that's dwindling or a fading star, and that's the debate at the moment. I don't think there's a right answer yet.
It's going to be a tough one. I think the business model has a few kinks in its armor. And as you said, we'll certainly see how things will be. It will be a bit volatile. And we'll see what it settles at. Perhaps like at the end of March, I say. Let's see what it settles at and see what happens then. We'll continue to unpack that multi-choice story, hopefully, in other formats. But it's 7:20, your traffic.